Well, good morning. 11:02 a.m. on, what the hell is it? It's Wednesday, December the 1st, 2021. One, two, one, two, one. Yeah, December the 1st, 2021. Aloha. It's a nice morning. It's beautiful, 52. A lot of blue sky. Sun's out. Where have I been? nowhere. I've been pretty much nowhere. I've been lost. Lost in the ozone again, I wish. Lost planet airman. So, NaNoWriMo's over. The Wizard's Cat's doing well. It's 59, almost 60,000 words. I like the way the story's shaping up. Still a lot of loose dangling threads that are just sort of getting in the way. I'm not exactly sure what to do with them. But the story's coming together. Except for yesterday, I've been doing 2K a day. I've been doing my 2,000 words. Yesterday I only did 1,000. I was still feeling a little bit overwhelmed. No, that's not true. I'm a lot overwhelmed. And writing wasn't helping. I've got I've been tied up behind the cat. The new cat, Cannoli, who at the moment has his own suite downstairs. He's got his own bedroom, his own litter box, hot and cold running food, fresh water on demand. And he knows there's more in the house. There is a door that is closed that will not open for him, and so he sits on it and cries. And of course, a cat crying at the door for 3 or 4 or 5 hours is not conducive to any kind of peace in our house. So while I've been I've been sort of stuck sitting with him, he tends not to cry at the door if there's somebody with him, so he gets lonely, I guess. He's also pretty bored. But I've set up for the words on the Chromebook in there, and I can go in and sit with him. And thanks. Good morning.
Good morning.
I can sit in there and write and keep him company. Occasionally he will deign to play with me. Once in a while I can get a pat in. He's not exactly well socialized. I'm not exactly sure what his background is, but he really isn't fond of people. Now EJ, who spends more time with him than me, EJ gets along with him. So there's definitely a correlation between time spent, attention spent, and the cat liking you. Who knew? Who knew? So quite frequently I find myself spending maybe 45 minutes or an hour in the morning waking up, trying to get some breakfast in me, play a little, and then spend the rest of the morning camped out in Cannoli's room with a laptop writing in between spates of, oh, play with me, play with me, play with me, round, 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 play with me, let me dig at the door a little. So I get lunch, and then usually I'm back in there again in the afternoon. To say that I don't have a lot of free time, to say that I've only managed to get 2,000 words, well, 3,000 words, a couple days, a day, when I'm sitting with the cat. The problem is the cat isn't always sitting with me. Sometimes the cat is just being a butt. And I have to do what I can. But the thing that I've noticed, because it's been, well, at least 2 months. I'm trying to think of the last significant streak of walking that I got in, and I don't think it's been, I want to say September, but I suspect it's further back than that. And what I'm discovering, what I'm feeling, what I'm finding, is that everything pisses me off. I mean, it's not like there's not a lot of stuff to be pissed off about. It's not like there isn't a lot of ignorance and evil in the world. So there's plenty of stuff to get pissed off about. But I was doing better. It's not just because I've given up my therapist. I'm sure that's a factor. I'm sure that it plays into it. The fact that I didn't have my check-in in November. I won't have a checkup in December. Maybe I will in January. I don't know. The thing is, if I had a check-in, what would you've told me? That's like, well, you're not walking. Your diet is not exactly as rigorous as it needs to be. You still have work that's hanging open like a festering wound. Maybe you ought to do something about some of those pieces. Just take a few things off your plate. As it were, your virtual plate. I do have to take a lot of things off my physical plate. So I'm not exactly sure how much value the check-in is going to be, other than forcing me to sit down for an hour and talk to somebody about all of it. Because if I talk about it, then I sort of have to work through it in my head, or I don't know what to say. Which brings me back to two things that have been very difficult for 3 months, 4 months maybe. Sleep and walking. Two things which I don't have a lot of control over sleep. I can lay down, I can close my eyes, but sleep is not necessarily going to come on soft cat feet. I was up this morning at 4 o'clock. But I did lay down again on a couch and slept until 6. Which was a really good night's sleep for me. I was in bed by 9:30. I had a little walkabout at 4, and then at least another hour and a half before I got up. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Monkey post. So I got some sleep. I feel a little bit rested today. I'm feeling a little bit wrung out from NaNoWriMo, a little bit post-event letdown. But it became really clear over the last week that, I need to walk. As much as you need to have me talking to you, I really need to walk. And yeah, it's going to be a problem. Being gone from the house for 45 minutes every day is going to be a problem. But compared to the problem that's going to happen if I don't, I think that one's the lesser of two evils, because if I don't get this walking business back under control, particularly before the weather gets bad, this winter is going to be, for me, this winter is going to be horrific. I have 7 more months where I have to deal with SIFWA. And then that obligation goes away. Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, I'm still a member, but they've done what they said they were going to do all along, and that's put the self-pubbers in the same pool as the trad pubbers. It really underscores how important I think self-publishing is in the grander scheme of things. So I haven't really done anything with them for well over a year. I'm just riding out my last dues payment. My dues are up in October of 2022 for SIFWA, so I may have to pay one more year to fulfill my obligation on the Financial Advisory Committee, but beyond that, I'm pretty much done with SIFWA as well. And that'll just be me. Then it'll just be back to basics, back to figuring out what to do next. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a long time before I go to another conference. It's going to be a long time before I do anything like a physical convention. SIFWA is probably going to be pissed because I plan on not attending the Nebulas in LA next May. In person, anyway. I will attend digitally. But they've taken what was a landmark and they're turning it back into a sinkhole. That's not fair. That's not fair. Be that as it may. I'm almost done with Sifu. If 7 months is almost done, I'm almost done with Sifu. 7 more board meetings. There's a business meeting this month, the 11th, Saturday. I think it's a Saturday. It'll be an online members business meeting. We'll see how it works out. I think online business meeting is exactly the right thing to do, because it lets people who would not otherwise be able to attend the meeting show up. So, what am I reading? I'm in the last book of the Foreign Sorcerer series by M.C. Burnell. I've been taking it slow. I did some reading in between. I took a little break between book one and two, and between book two and three, but then I just kept reading three, and now I'm into four, and that's the end of it. It's really good. It's really interesting. It's really, I mean, there are things about it that make you kind of scratch your head. The use of some of the language is a little weird. But the story itself is amazing. The story itself is really good. The character development over the course of the four books is just amazing, staggering. It's not easy reading. It's thick and crunchy. There are a lot of different characters. The plots flow around all the characters all the time. But she's really clear about whose context you're in at any given moment. So it works out really well. I really am enjoying it. For all that they're short books, they're really thick and crunchy. So, yeah, I'm still playing EVE Online. The thing that fascinates me about EVE Online, and what I find myself doing is thinking, well, it wouldn't cost me any money if I could use the in-game currency to buy player time. And I can. It's just a lot of in-game money. And I keep hearing people say, well, yeah, but it's not that much. I mean, you should be able to do that in a couple of days. A new character can't, of course. But I have some characters that aren't exactly new. And they're not exactly unskilled. So the question is, how much would it take? How long will it? If I have to spend 4 hours a day, every day of the month, in order to pay for that month of play, then, to tell you the truth, I think I'd just rather pay the $15. Or 10, or whatever it is, once you pay for the year. But I can't help thinking, really? Can I do this? Is it actually possible? The answer is maybe. Maybe. Anyway. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.